I'm standing by the busy road which skirts the northern side of Richmond, London. I can't remember what the name of the road is, but it's the one that runs off the end of the M6. And forward fans. I'm now walking away from it onto the old Deer Park, which is the large piece of land that people see as they drive towards London from the M3, from the left-hand side, just after the river. It doesn't have deer in it, despite the name. The deer are all up in Richmond Park. But it's what's left of what was a much larger space for hunting in the past. It's now bisected by, straight on fence, by the railway and the road. It's got a golf course on it and Kew Gardens run into it at the sort of northern tip. My reason for coming here today, find the way, Vance. Good boy. My reason for coming here today is that in 2 days' time, I'm attending the marriage of my friend Mark Bowden and his fiancée, Yang Ching Ching, who are getting married up in Harrogate in 2 days' time. On you go, find the way. Good boy. And I'm best man. I have a speech to deliver. And it's quite difficult when you live in reasonable proximity to one's neighbours to find places where you can practice projecting your voice without upsetting people. And so I thought the ideal thing to do was to come to a great big field and do it here. One drawback is that I haven't actually finished totally writing it. I did a draft actually about 2 months ago, but I've been refining it ever since. I can't testify to the fact that it's especially refined yet. We will see whether it gets there in time. The main issue for me, only go Vance, is that I can't read notes when giving a speech. Can't see them. Even if I did them pretty large, I would need a good light in order to see them. And then it looks pretty awkward because I have my nose up against a piece of paper trying to read it when trying to give a speech, and it just doesn't look very professional. So, as best I can, I want to learn it. We shall see what happens. So, I won't give you too much of it, as it might spoil the surprise should anybody listen to it. Not that there's a particularly great surprise in it. I'll give you the first line in a second, which is not especially surprising, I suppose. Right. Stand, Vance. Now, I think we're in the middle of the sort of rugby pitches here, so fingers crossed nobody's playing. Put my bag down. Sit, Vance, please. Good boy. You can hear a train in the background and flights coming into Heathrow's southern runway almost directly above my head. Right. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome you here today on this wonderful occasion, the marriage of my good friend Mark and his wonderful wife Ching Ching. Now, does that project enough? I can't hear above that plane. I might have to try it again. I think I'm still slightly nervous for the fact that people might be hearing me. I'm not sure if there's anybody around here or not. I hope I'm in the middle of a big empty field. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me enormous pleasure to welcome you here today. No, let's try again. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me enormous pleasure to thank you for coming together today on this most glorious occasion to celebrate the marriage of my good friend Mark and his wonderful wife, Ching Ching. Yeah, getting there. If all I have to say is one line, I might be okay. I'm trying to sound more natural. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming here today, joining together on this most glorious occasion to celebrate the marriage of my good friend Mark and his wonderful wife, Ching Ching. It's put off slightly there because it sounded as though somebody was clapping. Maybe it was an animal or something. I'll turn away from there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming here today. Now it seems to be clapping in the opposite direction. Oh, maybe it's the golf course. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming here today. Together. No, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming here today on this most glorious occasion to celebrate the marriage of my good friend Mark and his wife, no, wonderful wife, Ching Ching. I get the idea that the more one practices these things, the worse it gets. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming here today on this most glorious occasion to celebrate the marriage of my good friend Mark and his wonderful wife, Ching Ching. Yeah, I think we might leave it at that on there. Well, that's as much as you're getting. I need to practice the rest of it now. Goodness knows how this is going to go. Right. Well, anyway, if anybody does listen to this, who is going to the wedding and everything, looking forward to seeing everybody in 2 days' time, and wishing Mark and Ching Ching the best for a long and happy life together. This is Robert signing off from a field in Richmond, underneath a flight path.